The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Never knowingly let you down. I may let you down because I've, you know, fallen on hard times or something, but any given day. Hello, this is a good day program. How do you do? The sweet spot of a morning and midday and time during the day conversation, because if you go to TuneIn Radio or some of the other apps, you can listen to All Doug all the time. Woohoo! It's Doug Stephan, Stephan. Focus on my friends, Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, who are here at your service and on your side. The Congress of the United States is voting on a portion of the Pentagon budget. That is the Defense Department budget. Now, remember, this is in the shadow of the pig book, which showed up last Friday or Thursday. The group that focuses on congressional waste, fraud, abuse, that sort of thing, just before you pay your taxes, so you know how your money's being wasted. So here's the latest. This is a plane, and the report from Congress is that there will be a fleet of 100 of them by as soon as 2020. No pilots needed. You can have a pilot or not. This is like driverless cars. You can drive if you want to, but you don't have to if you don't want to. This is an all-black plane. It has a zigzagging shape, which will help it be stealth and avoid radar. Yet another stealth plane. We spend so much money. This would replace the B-52s, which were developed during the 50s. So they're, they're 60 years old. Air Force wants to buy 100 of them. They cost, listen to this, sit down, please, before you hear this. Each plane will cost $564 million. That's a piece for one, which is about 10 times the cost of a normal airliner like a 737. They cost about 50, 60 million bucks. 777 costs about twice that much, but that's a lot less and one of these planes that may or may not have a pilot in them. The military says it wants to start testing the plane in the next 4 years. It's on the drawing boards, and they, of course, have the usual suspects who are eager to bid on this. What you're not told is that these are all cost-plus bids, overrides. That's why this is such a ripoff and why the military-industrial complex does so well, because most of the contracts have bid into them or written into them that if their costs exceed whatever the price was they bid the job at, okay, we'll pay you for whatever the cost. So there's no incentive to do it and do it right, like we have to have in most other circumstances to do public bidding for a job. Okay, I used to be in the bus business, school bus business, back 45 years ago, and I bid the deal on X number of dollars a day, and it was the year before the gas crunch in the 78. This was 76, I think, when I did it. It was the second time around. The first time I bid the job was in 72, lasted 4 years, and did okay with it, and then went back again and bid it up to a point. But nobody knew what was going to happen to the price of gasoline and diesel fuel. By the time I was done with it, I stayed in the business till 83, did a lot of other things, but the price of fuel doubled. And at that time, nobody expected, after that, we all wrote into the contract, price of gas goes up, you got to pay for it. But before that, it wasn't written in, so you had to swallow, you had to eat. And for almost 2 years, I was eating the cost of gasoline that was twice what it was when we went into the contract. And that's the way most contracts are these days. You bid it, you live by it, and that's tough if you can't make it work. Lowest what do they call it, the lowest responsible bidder. But with the Air Force, the Marines just use, you know, land-based equipment, but the Navy, all these huge contracts, these huge vessels, they all come protected by this concept. So those of you who are upset about what you, I don't like, it's one of the real things about taxation. I was looking at the results of our poll, how'd you do on your taxes? Let's see here, 30% already got a refund, 36% said I still owe money, 14% said I'm not sure, I asked for an extension, 12% said, yep, I'm getting a refund. But when you get right down to brass tacks and understand a number of things, actually, there are two or three different things that enter into my thinking about the whole tax situation and what the money goes to. For example, what I just told you about those aircraft. Can you imagine? $564 million a piece?
And then what happens if, because there's no pilot, that crashes? I mean, does someone just write that off? That's insane.
Yeah, of course, they're all written off. That stuff is all written off when the plane crashes. So when we think about filing our income taxes, yesterday I went into the post office in Framingham, and because there's a day's extension, there was a 48-minute wait. They have places in the line tell you how long the wait is. It was 48 minutes to go to the window because everybody was putting a stamp on. They wanted to send the tax return, but you got to, if you put a time stamp on it by actually going to the post office and you keep a receipt, then you can prove that you sent it.
Right.
So I was confronted with this more yesterday, thinking back to 1913 when the federal individual income tax was enacted, the passage of the 16th Amendment granted the authority to take a piece of your paycheck. If you look at the Tax Foundation, which is a watchdog for taxes, the top, listen to this, this is flabbergasting. The top tax rate that year, 1913, was 7% on income above $11 million.
Whoa!
The lowest rate was 1% on income under $463,000. My God, how things have changed.
So most of the country paid 1% of income taxes?
Yeah, right.
Oh, wow. Yep. How many people were making more than $11 million in 1913?
The 1% of the 1%.
Didn't the Titanic take care of all them?
No, apparently not.
It was later on, right?
Yeah. So the tax code today, remember, it was one page. And it was those two. That was what the page said. This is the income tax code. This is what you pay. That's it. Today, as of this moment, the tax code is 74,000 pages. What a damnable monstrosity. The top marginal rate is 39.6%. Hits all married filers with income of $466,000 and higher. So I was looking at the Congressional Budget Office report. Federal government will collect $3.249 trillion in taxes this year. So like $3.3 trillion in taxes. Half of that comes from the income tax, meaning the average income tax per person is $10,300. Not everybody owes the $10,000. Federal income tax is progressive, means the top earners pay a much larger share of the tab. So for those of you who buy into this garbage from Bernie Sanders and how we got to tax the rich, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, the government's real figures on this, listen to this. The top 1% of households in America pay 37% of the total dollars in federal income tax revenues. 37% comes out of the top 1% earners. The top 10% paid 70% of all the money collected. So of that $3.3 trillion, 70% of it comes from the top 10% of the wage earners. So don't give me this garbage about how the rich hide their money and don't pay their fair share. Bunk 'em. The United States has a more progressive system than most of the social democracies in Europe. The top tax bracket is lower than theirs, no matter how you a look at it. This is because lower-income Americans sort of benefit from the refundable tax credits, like the earned income tax credit, the child tax credit, and that offsets a lot of taxes for people who don't make a lot of money. And this is the only place that happens. It does not happen in Europe. And here we also apply the top rate to a higher level of income. In France, for example, the top rate is 40%, but it's applied to all income above $170,000. In the U.S., a couple has to pull in $500,000 before that tax rate kicks in. So the top rate there is 47%. Ours is 30 and almost 40%. But you got to make a lot more money.
Yeah, I mean, I know, and I have family in Europe, and the tax issues, and this does not affect my family, but I know that there are a lot of celebrities and musicians and artists living in England and Ireland and France, and they have to split their time in other countries because the tax implications are so high. It's unreal.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So, and that's why a lot of people come here who have money as well. So the flip side, though, of our progressivity, as far as taxes, the bottom 50% of households in the U.S. shoulder less than 3% of the total tax burden. So, again, Bernie Sanders is telling people something that's really not true, and it's politically fatal.
He wants to add more tax to the wealthier.
Right. And that's just, it's not... The presentation they need to be taxed more is an unfair, unjust presentation because they pay most of the income tax now in terms of dollars.
Now, quick question, and I don't know the answer to this at all, so I'm hoping you do. Now, what would that be compared to a flat tax? Because I hear, like, Paul Ryan is always talking about he's in favor of a flat tax.
I'm in favor of a sales tax, a national sales tax, because it's completely fair. You only get taxed on what you buy. The 10% across the board benefits the rich and does not benefit those who are not.
It's a flat tax. Okay, so I would not be in favor of that.
Well, I'm just telling you, that's the bottom line.
That's
everybody,
the bad one. Okay.
Right, yeah. So there are people who have a lot of money who think that's a great idea, and I don't know that it's a bad idea, but it is not as good. I don't like any of the. I don't like any of these taxes because I think that there are billions of dollars that are spent without being considered earned and spent without any ramifications. If you're going to address this problem, then you got to address it the way people spend their money, if they have money, and then you all the illegals that don't pay taxes, all the rich people who may or may not be paying their fair share, whatever happens to everybody's treated the same because if you want to buy a yacht, you pay a 10% tax on it because you can afford to. If you buy a new car, you pay a 10% tax on it. And if you buy anything but food and clothing is in here. So if you go to the store and you have to buy a new computer for $189, then there's an $18 tax on it.
In New York City, we're practically at 10% anyway.
Yeah.
You know, we have an extra city tax that's on top of,
the American income tax is a sordid tale of woe, and it ought to be addressed, frankly. And there's a lot of information that's not right out there, and I wanted to correct it. 20 after on Good Day.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You gave me my first taste of love. You put me in a groove.
This is the old versus, not versus, but joining new. We've been talking a lot about Coachella. This portion of each hour is devoted to music that's relevant. It's 23 and change after, by the way, on Good Day. So Mavis Staples, the matriarch of the Staples Singers. I remember them from heavens. She's been around, I think, I saw her at Farm Aid last September in Chicago. And she started off the serious end of the day with the entertainers. And people loved her because she did the Staples Singers songs that everybody recognizes. And maybe if you find a piece of that, you can, one of those tunes, Kara. Neither of you guys may recognize any, but it's just the Staples
Singers. I know Mavis Staples. I love her voice.
Yeah, she's terrific. Amazing. She's 78 years old.
And one of the headliners at Coachella.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Finally, yeah, Coachella is giving me a little bit of reason to like it.
There's. All right, yeah, here you go. These are the Staples Singers with Mavis on the. That's the stuff that. I cut my teeth out as a disc jockey. Give a song, give a heck about the man with the Bible in his hand. Respect yourself. Just get out of the way and let the gentleman do it. Goosebumps, listen. You're the kind of gentleman for everything. Well, the song speaks for itself. You don't have to do any analyst. Another analyst. All right, come on, Kara. A little
sound.
Bit more. Yeah. There's another one called. There's one more Staples song you may find. You got one more, Kara, of the Staples Singers? Because she sings. This is it.
Oh, my God, I love this. I've never heard this. I love it.
Oh, my God, this is good. There's one more, Kara, if you can find it.
No hints about what it's called.
Well, I've lost it. It's not Respect Yourself, that you just played, but... if you got another one in there, just play it, and I'll tell you whether it's the right one or not, because I can't remember the name of it. I'll take you there. That's what this is. I can't remember the name of it. Mavis sings lead on all of these songs. That's her. 55 years ago. That's it. All right. So we've had our Staples singer concert. That'll be a precursor for her headlining at Coachella.
There looks like there's a new generation of a Staples family member
singers.
That's also playing at Coachella.
They're all
there's
their grandchildren.
Staples.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Wow.
Younger Staples. All right, Jimmy Kimmel sent one of his producers to Coachella a couple of years ago to have some fun with some of the attendees, and because that seems to have worked for him, he did it again this year. But this time, the attendees were on to Kimmel.
We went back this year to see if we could do it again. Unfortunately, though, I think they were on to us.
You know, one of the bands people are excited about is the Vegan Alternatives. Are you going to check them out?
No.
Why not?
Because that doesn't exist.
Well, you're not going to know until you get there. I mean, that's part of the thing. Did you hear about DJ Zika at all? I know that's another one of the acts that people were saying.
I personally have not.
You have not. One of the people a lot of people were talking about was DJ Zika. Did you catch that out there?
Nah, you know what? I was really into that DJ Mustard. You know what I mean? Like, that was like,
you are breaking us.
One of the groups that I know a lot of people have been talking about is Omelette Bar. Are you going to check them out while you're here?
I don't think I saw Omelette Bar on the list. They must be in some other tent.
Are you on your way in or out? Or?
We're going to get dinner and then we're going to come back.
Yeah. What are you going to come back and see?
I think No Such Thing.
No Such Thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there such a thing as No Such Thing?
Hey, 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. So your dog is eating grass and your lawn isn't looking so good. Well, it may not look yummy to you, but your dog has other ideas. Dogs are not just meat eaters. They're omnivorous, which means they eat meat and vegetables. Sometimes they like a little greenery, too. Eating grass, sticks, and even dirt is normal for many dogs, as long as they don't do it a lot. If your dog binges on grass, it could mean stomach problems. A lot of people say, well, my dog eats grass because he wants to throw up, and that's kind of true. The grass actually tickles their throat, causing them to regurgitate. But if your dog binges on grass, it could also mean other major problems. So it's really important, if you have a dog that's in the yard eating grass all the time or eating dirt all the time, check with your veterinarian. It might be something in your dog's diet that is lacking, and you may need to supplement the diet with some of the good supplements that are now available on the market. Eating a little grass is normal, but if the dog is doing it way too much, check with your veterinarian. I'm Warren Eckstein.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top! Watch the top!
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van with unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall. It's big enough for the job, yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better, a commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
On the Good Day program, I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Dr. Ronald Hoffman will join us in a few moments from New York to report on his voting experience yesterday. And maybe we'll get a couple of health items in there as well. Trending at DougSteffen.com today is a focus on the New York City primary. The Board of Election is probing the bungling, fumbling mess that has come from a lot of different places. The investigation. This is something that's been going on, Kara. Kara's not a New Yorker, but Victoria's. A long time. The gripes, though, that came in the story at DougSteffen.com is trending. The locked doors, botched voter rolls. Everybody became, not everybody literally, but certainly plenty of people were irate. As well they ought to be. What do these people do? How do they get away with being incompetent? And why do they still have a job even today? Why are they all fired? This is nothing new in New York. Some of the polls were supposed to open at 6 and they didn't. The next president of the U.S. could have been decided out of that bungle. And how is that right? And we've heard these stories about the bungling across the board in state after state after state after state. It just is not acceptable. Here's an angry voter who found out that he wasn't any longer on the registered voter rolls.
I went to vote today, and let you know, I have it right here, and you're not going to believe it, people. Voter fraud, that's right, people. Like I said, because I'm a Republican, and a lot of my friends also who are Republicans, supposedly was not signed up to their voter, registration. 2012, I voted, okay? Before that, I voted. I was all the time registered. Now, I am not registered. Get that. So Donald Trump, just know, New York, fraud. Have it counted, have it double counted, have people even re-vote if that's even possible. The point is, voter fraud. I wasn't on it. A couple of my friends weren't supposedly on it as well. And I told them I was going to do a video like this. I'm releasing it on YouTube so everybody can see. I'm a Republican. Because of that, I'm apparently not signed in.
Yep. A lot of people, both Democrats and Republicans.
Yeah, it went across the aisle. Yeah, a lot of people are upset in New York.
Not acceptable at all under any circumstances. It just doesn't work. So I'm looking at some of the comments. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter @Good Day. Jeff writes, 120,000 voters purged in a primary is not democracy. It's an act of voter suppression by an oligarchy desperate to win at all costs. Craig writes, feel the burn. We felt it. Now put some aloe on it and vote for Hillary. That was a play on words, B-E-R-N.
Right.
Dennis writes, our government is always spreading propaganda to other countries on how great democracy is, uses the U.S. as the perfect example, except that we become the laughingstock when it comes to the voting system. Change needs to happen or we will continue to go down that slippery slope we're on. Man, that says it all as far as I'm concerned. These people that are in charge will do anything. They are so damnably corrupt, anything. And that's why, you can't read the tea leaves? As much as maybe people don't like what Donald Trump stands for in the main or Bernie Sanders, they have become the most popular symbols of the desire, need, requirement, if you will, for change. Margaret writes, primaries ought to be closed. The purpose is for the party to choose its nominee. Voters in an open primary will cross over to vote for the candidate they believe is weaker. Parties should be picking their own candidates and not have members of the other party muddy the waters. No one's rights are being violated by having a party pick its own nominee. Everybody can vote in the general election. Well, Margaret, if you don't mind, I'll respectfully disagree with that point of view. Hopefully without being disagreeable, I think you're all wet and you don't know what you're talking about. Other than that, have a nice day. Justin writes, I've decided to go third party this year. You think with all the polarization that's going on this election that people will realize libertarians may be the best bet? Well, I'd take a look. I've tried that 3 or 4 times myself. Hadn't worked too well, but at least I expressed myself. Gordon Nelson? Is that right?
Question mark?
Well, I'm trying to remember if it's Gordon Nelson or not.
But see, that's part of the problem. We don't even know who the third choice is.
Well, they don't get any attention from the news media. I mean, look at how badly the news media has done when it comes to the Democracy Spring stuff.
Where are the protesters. Debates that include, and where are the televised debates that include anybody else from a third party?
Right, not there. Because the news media has as much invested in keeping it the way it is as everybody else, because look at all the money that's being spent by the traditional candidates. There's going to be $8 billion spent on radio, television, newspaper advertising, and in the Internet between now and November. $8 billion. You think these people want to get in the way of that? That comes from the traditional
deplorable.
Sources.
I mean, that money, think of where the money could go and what it could do and what
imagine
it could fix.
What good you could do with that money.
Oh.
Yep. All right, so that's one of the stories trending at DougStefan.com and elsewhere as well. In a moment, we'll check television news here on the Good Day program. A couple of very interesting stories, including the story about Michael Sahan. I told you it was no good. Now you're going to find out why it's no good. Next.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, it's 20 before the hour. I've already started trouble here and I haven't even gotten on to the story yet. All right, so let's start with a video that came from Saturday Night Live. This is just plain fun. The hype over electric cars got Julia Louis-Dreyfus to do a fake commercial with a new Mercedes that runs on batteries, but batteries are AA and AAA batteries. There's audio. You got to watch it. It's really great to watch. But here's the audio from it.
Isn't it amazing how
how much of our world is powered by something so small. There are a million uses for these little wonders. Well, make that a million and one. Introducing the Mercedes AA Class, the first fully electric luxury sedan powered entirely by AA batteries. No more plugs, no more charging stations, just 9,648 AA batteries. Zero emissions, lifetime drivetrain warranty, and a top speed of 52 miles per hour. Everything you've come to expect from Mercedes. Onboard satellite navigation, Bose stereo system, and ample trunk space to store extra batteries. And it is the only luxury sedan to receive the prestigious AA Plus grade from Batteries Magazine. The Mercedes AA also ranks best in class in safety thanks to standard curtain airbags. Screen in the center console keeps you constantly informed of each battery's power level. You'll know a battery's dying before it's dead.
In 3 miles, replace battery 900.
You can replace the gist of it. That's pretty funny stuff. And you can check out the video at DougStefan.com. All right, so now the announcement from ABC that Michael Strahan is ending his 4-year run with Kelly, and she didn't even know it. This shows you what this is a no class.
Is that possible whatsoever.
He's gonna be assigned to GMA, Good Morning America, permanently. Kelly has been an unbelievable partner. He says blah 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 blah. But the reality is that she didn't know it until she saw it in some press release. So
that's horrible. That's horrible.
He goes to this new job in September. She was kept in the dark about the move, not told about the decision until yesterday after they got off the air. He's a crumb bum. I've always thought he was had no talent, for whatever the reason, I don't know why he annoys me as much as he does, but he really does annoy me. All right, so there we go.
Well, who now, would you like her to be paired up with? Anderson
me.
Cooper?
No, me.
You?
Yeah. What do you want?
All right, well, we can start a write-in campaign.
Have a little maturity there is probably good. She and I get along fine. Like, you and I get along fine.
Totally,
Yeah, okay. As a matter of fact, you and I should replace her. And him, we should be the host. It should be live with, is it going to be Victoria and Doug or Doug and Victoria?
No, I would defer to you. It should be Doug and Victoria.
All right. Speaking of couples, Castle and Beckett are out because they are married on the program, but they were almost married. Apparently, they were very close to being engaged. They dated for 4 years, and then they broke up. And the last couple of years, they haven't spoken to each other than when they're actually on camera and acting. They don't speak to each other. The friction has gotten so hot that yesterday it was announced that Stanya Katic, I believe is how you pronounce her name, Katic Katic, is leaving because she can't stand apparently she cries all the time on the set. She says there's so much tension between the two of them. She has absolutely no issues with Fillion, except that...
According to her rep.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But, I mean, they were ordered to go to couples counseling.
Couples therapy. I know.
I mean, when you're an actor and you're playing a married role, like, and then they on screen, they're great together. And I've been a fan of this show from the beginning.
I like the show a lot. Yes,
it's crazy, but, yeah, I mean, and then they just couldn't make it work as actors, I guess, or as friends or whatever.
No.
Sad.
What a shame. Yeah, it's too bad. All right, up next, Dr. Ron Hoffman joins us with some late-breaking medical information that's important. Do you stand by for that on the Good Day program in 60 seconds?
A new survey of American parents conducted by manufacturing industry leader SME shows it's time for moms, dads, and all of us to take a fresh look at an industry that's changing at lightning speed. Debbie Holton is SME Director of Events and Industry Strategy.
Half the survey respondents don't see manufacturing as an exciting, challenging, or engaging profession. The reality is, technological advancements in manufacturing, particularly in the world of 3D printing, have opened the doors to rewarding and well-paying careers with opportunities to create everything from aircraft aircraft parts to medical devices.
Thanks to a new international partnership between SME and TCT of the United Kingdom, those opportunities will continue to grow. Duncan Wood, Chief Operating Officer of Rapid News Communications Group, which houses TCT, explains.
The new partnership will leverage our collective industry knowledge and global networks to draw significantly more industry professionals together. This will help address the challenges of 3D manufacturing and drive even greater adoption and progress across all industries.
To learn more, visit SME.org.
All right, we have now with us on Good Day at 46 past the hour, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, whose office is responsible for the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. This is a great time. You can go there and find about the podcast that Ron does. His website is extraordinary. Go to drhoffman.com. You know, all these people have been talking, Ron, about mosquitoes. The way for you to keep mosquitoes away, there are two simple ways that I found out about in the last week or so. One of them is these wristbands you can put on that have, what's the oil? It's not the stuff that you burn to keep mosquitoes away from your house.
Essential oils, eucalyptus and so on. Mm-hmm.
That sort of thing. Cochinella.
Citronella.
Citronella. Confusing that with Coachella.
You'll need a lot of citronella at Coachella.
Yeah, right. Probably. Yeah. It's like, but you can also place a dryer sheet in your pocket.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Did you know that? You keep mosquitoes away?
Softener. Yeah, the fabric softener. Sir. Look, I got to tell you that, I am known in my circles as mosquito bait. So really? If you, another antidote to mosquitoes is hang around with me because they all glom onto me for some reason or another.
You're not putting the stuff in, you don't put a dryer sheet in your pocket?
No,
you don't put
those, there's something about body scent or genetics or something that makes some people extremely attractive to mosquitoes, and I'm one of those people.
I heard it's a blood type.
It is.
It's something
blood
in
type
blood.
Or some genetic.
Because they love
something.
Me too.
Yeah.
You and I together would be a pair.
Well, but they also say that sexier people are more attractive. That's been said, but I don't know.
There it is.
But I have to say that a lot of these things that claim to repel mosquitoes is sort of urban legend. Mm-hmm. And really, mosquitoes do, according to the tests, when they do rigorous tests, people stick their arms into boxes that have literally hundreds of mosquitoes to see if the stuff really works. Fabric softener, citronella, eucalyptus, these are only sort of mild retardants of mosquitoes, unfortunately. And what really seems to work is this high test DEET, which is pretty toxic stuff. You don't really want to slather yourself with that stuff unless you really need to, because the chemicals get absorbed through your skin. You also don't want to, take your toddler and spray him or her with that, because kids are particularly vulnerable to the effects of these toxic chemicals.
Yep.
So we don't really have an answer. There's other people who say take vitamin B1, thiamine, go on a hike in the woods because it exudes some kind of, some aversive substance that the mosquitoes don't like. Well, it turns out that doesn't work either, according to rigorous testing. So, it may work for you.
I don't know where to go.
You got the right blood type, I guess.
The current issue, or one of the recent issues of the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter, focused on resilience as a key to good health. And the buzz about resilience, capacity to recover quickly from difficulties. How do you apply that into your medical, your professional way of handling people? People come in and say, I'm sick, doctor, and then you say one of the things that it's psychologically bringing yourself around and thinking you're going to get better, right?
Well, look, I think that we really ought to consider life like a form of a boot camp. We want to build up our resistance and resilience. That's why military recruits undergo rigorous physical training, because it actually increases their not just their physical strength, but also their mental resilience, their ability to bounce back when subject to stress. So I think that's an important aspect of maintaining health.
Yeah, I saw that and I thought it was fascinating. Also, in the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter, there are reasons why it's not your fault that you're fat, which I thought was fascinating, because we seem to so often think, okay, you're eating poorly, so you're going to get fat, but there are other reasons for that, right?
Among which are, taking too many antibiotics, destroying your beneficial bacteria can make you fat.
Probiotics.
Chemicals in your environment can be toxic.
Check that report out as well at the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter at drhoffman.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show. He's your animal's best friend and a great friend of mine in this program as well. So we have a lot of things to cover, including some exciting news for those of you who want more of Warren coming up here next on Good Day.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Going on now at Guitar Center. It's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Start your song with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Strike a chord with a D'Addario 3-pack of strings for $9. Or plug in and play with instrument or mic cables. Buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week at 20% off more than 50 varieties of easy-to-install North American and European laminate, like painted mountain oak and vintage acacia. And we've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Get solid wide-plank antique oak for just $199 or solid hickory for $299. And it's your last chance to grab hardwood clearance deals from our famous April sale. Better get it before it's gone. Plus, special financing for the best deals on over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
All right, 55 past the hour. Warren Eckstein has a big announcement. He called me the other day, and he was very happy, and I can understand why you are happy, because this is a great extension of the information that you are so well known for decades, 30-some years. Warren has been helping people all around the country, and now people can listen to his new podcast all around the world. It's called The Pet Insider. So you can listen to this podcast and hear stuff that you won't hear on The Pet Show, which is aired every weekend around the country on great stations. And I dare say you may not even talk about the things that are on the podcast here on this program. Yes or no?
Well, no, it was kind of interesting. We just did our first two podcasts, Doug. The first one was on dating for single people with pets. And I had a match, a service that specifically matches people with pets up with other single people. And then I had a woman who's been using the service, still hasn't found Mr. Right. And yesterday I had the opportunity of interviewing Tommy Chong and some veterinarians talking about the medical benefits of cannabis for animals. And it's amazing how many benefits there really are. So it's a different type of show. It's not so much answering questions as is getting information out to the general public about how to make life better for their pets.
So Chong is teaching dogs how to smoke pot? Is that what's going on?
No, no. Yeah, it's interesting. But, you know, he's had a lot of surgery himself, but he's involved with a company called Canna Companion, and they've worked with veterinarians for 15 years and have come up with the proper dosing and the proper way to do it. And, yeah, they've seen amazing, amazing results.
So, well, how does the marijuana impact the animal? How do you get?
Well, that was my first question. Are you going to come home? Is your dog going to be stoned, laying on his back, looking at Jimi Hendrix posters and listening to the Doors? That was my first question. What they do is the part of cannabis that makes people high in animals high is the THC. So the THC number is very low, so it's not going to get the dog high at all. It's just the other effects of cannabis, which, by the way, has been used for 5,000 years in medical situations. So it's something new, something interesting, but the type of topics that you won't hear anywhere else.
All right, podcast1.com is where the Pet Insider is. Another way of getting more info from Warren, who posted on his blog in the Better Living Box at DougStephan.com a question about your pet and how you know your pet's communicating to you, talking to you, and how do you figure out if they are talking to you, what they're saying, Warren?
Well, sometimes you just have to get rid of that human ego. I say that an awful lot. When I sit down with my animals, I watch them very, very carefully. So there's the whole body language thing that I'm interpreting. Mm-hmm. But I also believe this, and this might sound a little crazy, Doug, and you know no one would ever think I would be crazy.
Uh-huh.
But I honestly believe that all living things have a sixth sense, an instinctive sixth sense. I believe in most humans inhibited, not in animals. So there are times, and I'm sure you experience this with Charlotte as well, there are times where I can sit down with my dog or sit down with any animal, and it's almost like we're communicating without saying anything, just by kind of looking and watching. And I believe sometimes thoughts actually go back and forth.
Yeah, thoughts are things. I could tell you without hesitation that went on with Charlotte and me. She'd just look in my eyes, I'd look in hers, and we would communicate that way in a very direct way. And I think that's what happens. A lot of people deny it, but it's true. Warren Eckstein here on the Good Day program, the Pet Show.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.